Now for some of the letters received at the Evening News during the past week. Brian Murfitt from Norwich has a suggestion about traffic cameras. Regarding your recent opinion column, you state that were the councils to install cameras to monitor cars outside schools for safety issues, they could be seen as cash cows if motorists were fined. So what? If motorists were doing nothing wrong, they should have no fear. Those breaking the law should be fined. End of. Exactly the same treatment should be dished out to those driving private vehicles in bus lanes to bypass queues, speeding and the like. Yes, get more revenue from such schemes to fund more of them and let them penalise the could-not-care-less brigade. I'm sure law-abiding drivers and members of the public will be happy. Make the schemes cash cows.
John Fletcher from Ludham expresses his views on climate change. Flying over the Sahara in daytime, I saw the vast riverbeds of long ago. This desert was made long before fossil fuels and shows that the climate change is always on the move. Fossil fuels may be increasing the rate of change, but I believe their reduction will still not affect increasing temperatures and climate change beyond 2100. Science should be looking beyond this date to try and predict what is in store.
Aha, as I predicted, here's a letter about the pool temperature. Fiona Dowson of Norwich comments on the pool temperature story we've just heard about. I was horrified to read your report about the temperature of the swimming pool at Riverside. I have always found the pool to be warm enough to swim in. Riverside Leisure Centre has literally changed my life. The whole place is wonderfully clean. The staff are lovely, helpful and friendly. They help disabled people who need to use a hoist to get in the pool. For only £26 a month, I have unlimited use of the pool, sauna, steam room and jacuzzi. The ladies only hour on Friday mornings is very popular. Regular users are on first name terms. Solar panels have recently been added to the car park. There are people who simply like to complain about everything. Happy New Year to the excellent staff at Riverside. Keep up the good work.
Two letters now with opposing views about Norwich and Ipswich Football Club stories. Firstly, Canon Bob Baker from Attleborough. We seem to be getting more and more Suffolk news. Recently, a large article about the best places to eat in Suffolk, another inviting views on the county's future, and another about police motorcyclists, but nothing about Ipswich Town Football Club. When Ipswich achieved a double promotion to the Premiership, this newspaper was probably the only paper in the country not to report it. Yet there are hundreds of Ipswich fans amongst readers and thousands of Canary fans who like to keep an eye on what's happening with the old enemy. Please, editor, instruct the sports editor to change this ridiculous policy or release him on free transfer.
I'm afraid Paul Harrison does not agree. He's from Norwich and he has this plea. In reply to Canon Bob Baker, I think it is ludicrous to say Ipswich Town FC has no coverage in this newspaper. Rightly so. I, for one, don't want to read about them. For other things of interest happening in Suffolk to be featured, yes, definitely. But that is a completely different thing to football. Long may our paper continue to cover Norwich City FC only. On the ball, City! And this seems an apt moment to remember Norwich City's great win on Tuesday. A 5-0 away at West Brom. Well done, the Canaries.